Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
All the coffee. I plan to drink all the coffee in the building today. So if you want coffee in this building, get it now, because once I get to it,
oh boy,
there won't be any left. That's my
point. That's funny. I've been sucking it down hard myself today.
Live from Studio C.
Si, senor.
A dimly lit room deep within the bowels of the Armstrong and Getty Communications compound. It's Friday, with weeks away from Christmas. Today we're under the tutelage of our general manager.
You know, I've got one, but do you have any strong nominees, opinions?
A lot of chatter about Alec Baldwin. Big interview last night.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not an important story. But I think it's, to me, the most important thing is the cultural change of treating something like this like a TV show with music and sound effects and everything.
Yeah, very, very strange. My jam was going to be the turning of the tide, as there are more and more signs that America is getting tired of the policies of the loony left and their inevitable results.
You know, the economy could be the general manager. Also, got the new jobs numbers are out, and it's much lower than expected. Whatever. A couple hundred thousand. But to me, the headline was unemployment ticked down to 4.4%. Do you realize? So, Biden said the other day, the Build Back Better, than other $4 to $12 trillion, depending on who you ask. I heard an economist say, look, if you look at all these programs and plan on them staying, which almost certainly will.
Inevitable, right?
It's more like $12 trillion if they stay. But anyway, he said, you know, this Build Back Better, it's all about jobs, jobs, jobs. Unemployment is almost 4%, which, according to most economists, is about as low as you can get. That's about as good as you can get. In a perfect job world, unemployment's about 4%, because just that many people shuffle in and out all the time. 4% is about the gold standard, and that's where we are. Do you spend $12 trillion on a jobs bill when you're at 4% unemployment?
Which is actually a cradle-to-grave welfare bill. No, absolutely not.
4%. And people are leaving their jobs in greater numbers than in the history of capitalism, because they're going and getting a better job.
You can have a crack pipe in your mouth and get hired right now. Everybody's so desperate for workers.
Well, I'll tell you what I've noticed. No offense, I ain't talking about you. But you're like your lower skill jobs. So, you know, we've had the great quit, the great resignation, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
This is literally true. More people have been quitting their jobs month by month for the last several months than in the history of America. I got to believe in the history of capitalism as a percentage.
Sure.
People have been quitting their jobs and moving on to better ones. I mean, so the unemployment is staying low because they're moving to better jobs. But what that is meaning is that, like, your lower skill jobs, I've noticed, are populated by people that can barely write their name. I've noticed a lot of.
Have you considered being good at your jobs?
Like your really low skill jobs, just, oh boy. Dude, I'm not mad because I feel for you. It's got to be a struggle being you.
Right.
Sure. But just barely functioning to do, you know, I don't want to give any examples, but we all know what those jobs are.
Sure. You know, there's something actually kind of nice about that.
Sure.
That sort of person now can find employment for reasons that still kind of escape me. I mean, I think I've got a partial explanation of why all of a sudden there aren't enough workers to go around, but I don't think anybody fully understands.
I don't get it.
I was talking to a guy. He's in the, like, furniture and decorating business. He's got a store. It's got a lot of furniture, but it's got, you know, knickknacks and decorations. And
patty wax?
Pardon?
And patty wax? Knickknack patty wax? No?
What?
No. Just knickknacks.
No, what?
No patty wax.
What, am I 6 years old in this scenario? I'm talking business, sir. Commerce. Anyway, this guy said they have a great ability to track where their goods are. Is it in the factory? Is it on a container ship? Is it in a container sitting on a dock? Is it in a truck, et cetera, et cetera? And he said they have a lot of suppliers that ship out of China because everything's made in China for some reason. He said they're not even putting it on ships now because there's no point.
because it'll sit so long outside of a port somewhere.
Wow.
So they have goods that customers have ordered, and they're telling them it's going to be December of next year. And in some cases, before they get their table or whatever, their chairs, in some cases, their suppliers are telling them it's going to be spring 2023. And so this guy said, we've canceled. Everything's canceled. He calls his customers, I'm not going to keep you waiting, you know, 14 months for a set of chairs.
Right.
Cancel. It's just insane.
I know. Remember when I bought a horse trailer last year and they said, this is the last one. So you can pay this price or not. And it'll be 3 years before we get more. So I thought, okay. That's the way it works. And every product's like that. Like I've said, bicycles, just whatever it is. There ain't any. Weird, man.
You got to hire some of those people who can barely function, slap together some horse trailers.
We need to officially start the show. Yeah, there's a lot of that out there.
Oh, boy.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty on this Friday, December 3rd, the year 2021, where Armstrong and Getty, and we approve this program.
Coming up, an exciting multiple choice quiz for Jack. Stay with us. But let's begin the show officially now, according to FCC rules and regs at Mark.
You felt sadness? Do you feel guilt?
No. No.
No, no, my attorneys told me, don't express any guilt and say over and over again that I did not pull the trigger, George.
That's interesting. You don't feel any guilt. How would you not feel any guilt?
Because your attorneys told you to say that.
Even if I didn't think it was my fault at all, I would feel guilt. I don't
regret?
Know. I don't know. He's probably seen a lot of therapy. Maybe a therapist might be telling him all day long, every day, don't feel guilty. Say it over and over every day to yourself. It's not my fault. We'll talk more about that later. I don't think it is his fault. But your quiz for me, is that now?
Sure, if you like. I have a shocking revelation to make. Did I, last night, A,
get busy,
fall in love with a man?
Okay, probably not.
These are three unthinkable things for me.
Okay.
This is our theme. Joe did something unthinkable. For me.
For you.
For me.
Gotcha.
I was a straight guy. I like women.
Because you're already in love with your wife.
I like one woman in particular. Yeah. That's right. So, did I, A, fall in love with a man? B, furnish highly classified military secrets to the Chinese communists?
Okay.
Or C, dance?
Oh, jeez. Wow. Oh, wow.
That's the worst.
Oh, wow. I hope it was one of the first two.
Oh, and if there's any video existing on Earth of it, I will seek you out and I will kill you.
I can't imagine a scenario where that would ever happen to me again. And I'm happy that I've passed any age where it could ever come up. But apparently it still can come up because we're the same age.
Well, authorities believe alcohol was involved.
Well, that'll do it. That'll do it. Have to hear about that later. We got a great Clips of the Week coming up in just a few minutes.
Indeed. Mailbag, freedom loving quote of the day.
Yep. A little more from that Alec Baldwin interview that's kind of interesting.
Baldwin.
We're a pretty sick society that even treats it that way. Russia is positioning even more forces right there on Ukraine. The world might have a serious decision to make here soon. The world being us, because you can call it NATO if you want, but it's us. Either we do it or we don't.
Yeah, my guess is the world's already made the decision.
Oh, really?
Putin knows it.
Really? I think I had another great thing to talk about, but I'll talk about it later. Oh, yeah. I tried the self-driving thing on my car for the first time on the way to work today. I got to talk about that.
Oh, boy.
It's kind of funny. All on the way, our text line is 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
We got what? Something like 10 cases of Omicron in the United States now? Whatever. So far, nobody's sick or dying. Nope, nobody seems to care. Just, it's exciting enough that there's a new whatever. Here's the best headline ever. Is there a better headline than this? Woman caught breastfeeding her hairless cat on Delta flight. That's a pretty good headline.
That's pretty strong.
It makes you stop in your tracks and think, tell me more. Well, we will tell you more later.
I mean, you had me at breastfeed cat. I mean, Delta,
on a flight is pretty good.
Yeah. The fact that it's a hairless cat might be like a triple take thing. You glance over, you realize she's breastfeeding. So you glance away. Of course, you don't want to be rude. Then you think, that baby looked weird. You take another quick glance. What?
By God, that's an ugly child.
Number one, it has a tail. Again, it's an unfortunate condition, whatever, you know. Too bad. Anyway, stay tuned for the milky details.
Oh.
What? Oh. It's mother's milk. There could be nothing more wholesome than that. Oh.
Teat.
Yes, Charles. Yes, we know. The great Charles Krauthammer, one of the great conservative thinkers. And that's the clip we run of him. It's disappointing. So mailbags on the way, freedom, love, and quote of the day. But first, let's take a fond look back at the week that was. It's cow, not to be confused with cat, clips of the week.
We begin with the developments on the new Omicron coronavirus variant.
Omicron.
This new Omicron.
Have a weary, weary Christmas.
We might.
It was a dramatic scene in the briefing room, packed with people seated shoulder to shoulder, getting news alerts about this new variant. And that is when the door opened. Dr. Anthony Fauci stepped up to the mic and announced,
I represent science.
This is what people say to me, that he doesn't represent science to them. He represents Joseph Mengele.
That's a hot take.
Dr. Mengele, you say.
In this case, the thieves didn't have to smash. They raced in through an open door, grabbing expensive merchandise while customers were shopping.
San Francisco is a city that is spiraling or already in the bottom of the toilet.
If you ask most Americans what they think overturning Roe would mean, they think it would outlaw abortion nationwide, and that's simply not what it would do.
Will this institution survive the stench that this creates?
Pennsylvania needs a conservative who will put America first.
I hate him. I hate him personally.
I've seen him on TV.
He used to be on Oprah.
He helped a lady. She had hangnails all the time. And he helped her.
North Korea banning leather coats, all in an effort to get citizens to stop imitating Kim Jong-un's style.
China says the 2022 Winter Olympics will proceed as planned.
China is attacking U.S. satellites on almost a daily basis.
How do you do business? To what extent do you do business? How do you interact with a genocidal regime?
And I'm not saying there's no such thing as systemic racism. I'm saying that focusing on teaching America lessons about that isn't necessary to creating happier black lives.
You know, they love to criticize it, but when you live a country like Turkey or you know, China or somewhere else, you will appreciate the freedoms you have here.
They've been conducting thorough searches in car boots, checking vehicle registrations, cars and buses alike.
So that's not a third world country, that's Australia.
Now, I can't promise that every person will get every gift they want on time. Only Santa Claus can keep that promise.
Well, and as long as we're bearing our souls, I really enjoy standing in my living room window and flashing passersby. So,
I have to laugh at that.
I am science. Here's your freedom loving quote of the day. Once again, from a brave woman, our theme this week. In this case, Rosa Parks. I have learned over the years that when one's mind is made up, this diminishes fear. Knowing what must be done does away with fear. Mailbag.
A problem has a solution. Something without a solution is just a fact you have to accept, which is kind of fits into that.
That's a good one. Is that Rosa Parks or is that your own?
Is that Dr. Oz? I didn't make it up. It's just the reality.
Ah, yeah. Yep. Let's see, Joe, on the topic of your desire for a pony for Christmas. Your audience should start a GoFundMe to get that pony for you. Imagine how excited you'd be when you go outside on Christmas morning to get the paper. There's a real big box in your driveway with breathing holes. I don't actually want a pony. It's a metaphor. Let's see, moving along. DG writes, on the topic of how long will it be before Chris Cuomo's back on CNN? Lubin Tubin has been rehabilitated in a couple of months. No. So how long will it take Fredo to be reemployed?
I don't think
excellent Godfather reference.
I doubt he'll ever come back.
Lubin Tubin.
No, that's not appropriate.
That is.
Well, it's appropriate.
DG, you're better than that.
You don't need to say it.
No. No, indeed. Let's see. On the topic of Quack Quack Oz, you
Dr.
guys are
Oz was on Bret Baier yesterday, so he's making the rounds on your big conservative outlets.
Fantastic. How'd he do, in your opinion? We can talk about it later if you want.
He's really good at doing that sort of thing. He's had a talk show for many years. He's good at that.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. Aaron writes, you guys are more influential than you believe. Your experience with him will spread once the Oppo research is done. Tell that story every day. He's awful. It's your civic duty to protect us from him. No pressure. Okay. How about this? Guys, please keep me anonymous, writes John Smith of 123 Main Street. Oh, no, he's actually a Dr. Anonymous. I'm a surgeon in Indianapolis, sharing some internal numbers. Our hospital system, largest in the state, has essentially halted all scheduled surgeries, even urgent surgeries. We've had restrictions on inpatient surgeries for months with increasingly strict restrictions. Why? Well, the largest hospital in the city has a bed capacity of about 720 patients. Beyond that is when restrictions are put in place. Well, it's currently around 790. Similar situations at other hospitals, same system. Similar situation competing hospitals in the city. Currently, four major hospital systems are on diversion, meaning they get a new patient, they got to send them away to some other hospital, you know, down the road. But here's the thing. There are only about 60 COVID patients. The hospitals are not being overrun with COVID. Sure, COVID patients are adding a decent number to the overall census, but they're being overrun with patients that have been delaying care and are now requiring more complex care.
Mm.
Obviously, because they let their conditions worsen out of terror of showing up at a doctor's office or like happened to me, they were told to stay away.
Yeah, I have no fear of going to the doctor's office, but if they don't want you there, that's a different thing.
And Dr. Al says, I worry this may be a sign of things to come. I'm pretty sure you're right, Doc, but thank you for the insight.
We can run through a bunch of the headlines of the day for you coming up in just a little bit, bring you up to speed and just this and that.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff. A lot of good stuff.
Got a woman caught breastfeeding her hairless cat on a Delta flight.
Heard about that, yeah. Yep.
It's a story.
There she is. Oh, look at the mother with her baby.
Jobs numbers and other things just came out. We'll talk about all this stuff.
Armstrong and Getty.
Don't let diabetes get in your way. With Dexcom, you'll spend more time feeling good because you'll spend more time in range. It's a fact that the more time people with diabetes spend in range, the better they feel. Don't you want to feel better more often? Of course you do. Listen, it's not all about A1Cs anymore. Time spent in range is the time spent with glucose levels in a healthy range. Dexcom is a small, discreet, wearable device that continuously monitors your levels and sends glucose readings to your phone every 5 minutes. There's even arrows on the app that show you where you're heading and how fast, so you can make adjustments. The best part about wearing a Dexcom G6 device is just that. You're wearing it. No more finger sticking or scanning, which makes it much easier to keep your glucose levels in range for longer. Learn more about the Dexcom G6 device at Dexcom.com. The more time you spend in range, the better you feel. So don't wait. That's Dexcom.com. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
It's Ashley I from the Almost Famous podcast. You've done everything you can to lose that stubborn fat, exercise, eat right. But lately, it has gotten harder. Believe me, I hear you. If you're getting ready to make your re-entrance into the world, Cool Sculpting may be able to help. It's a non-surgical treatment that targets, freezes, and eliminates treated fat cells for good. I was treated on my thighs, and I can totally see a difference. Ask your doctor if Cool Sculpting is right for you. Common side effects include temporary numbness, discomfort, and swelling. Find a provider at CoolSculpting.com.
Cool Sculpting is FDA cleared to reduce fat on the abdomen, flanks, thigh, bra fat, back fat, upper arm, and under the buttocks, chin, and jawline. Cool Sculpting is not a treatment for weight loss. Rare side effects may occur. Cool Sculpting may cause visible enlargement on the treated area after treatment and requires surgical intervention for correction. To learn more, visit CoolSculpting.com. All rights reserved by Allergan. That's CoolSculpting.com.
It's Ashley I from the Almost Famous podcast. You've done everything you can to lose that stubborn fat, exercise, eat right. But lately, It has gotten harder. Believe me, I hear you. If you're getting ready to make your re-entrance into the world, CoolSculpting may be able to help. It's a non-surgical treatment that targets, freezes, and eliminates treated fat cells for good. I was treated on my thighs, and I can totally see a difference. Ask your doctor if CoolSculpting is right for you. Common side effects include temporary numbness, discomfort, and swelling. Find a provider at CoolSculpting.com.
CoolSculpting is FDA cleared to reduce fat on the abdomen, flanks, thigh, bra fat, back fat, upper arm, and under the buttocks, chin, and jawline. CoolSculpting is not a treatment for weight loss. Rare side effects may occur. CoolSculpting may cause visible enlargement on the treated area after treatment and requires surgical intervention for correction. To learn more, visit CoolSculpting.com. All rights reserved by Allergan. That's CoolSculpting.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Well, there were a lot of people who felt it necessary to contribute some comment to the situation, which really didn't help the situation at all. You have your, if your protocol is you check the gun every time, well, good for you. Good for you. You know, I mean, I probably handled weapons as much as any other actor in films with an average career. Again, shooting or being shot by someone. And in that time, I had a protocol and it never let me down.
Alec Baldwin on his interview with George Stephanopoulos last night, which was just a weird spectacle all the way around. If it had been presented as like a straight news thing, it's still a little morbid, but it's okay. Sometimes news is just what people are interested in. But with the sound effects and the teases, and when we come back, and then the shot of him crying, you know, it's just too infotainment-y for the death of a woman.
And did you know that they're longtime good buddies from the Hamptons?
Stephanopoulos and Alec?
Yeah, they hang out together all the time. So they both saw an opportunity. Alec said, great, I can get on the record. I never pulled the trigger. I can make an appearance. And George thought, it's a ratings gold mine. Perfect. Let's get together, buddy.
Well, to what he was speaking about right there, though, I thought was interesting because, first of all, him responding to Twitter comments, but he's an online guy, so he probably takes Twitter as the real world. Lots of people saying, and we got those here the day after the incident, of you never point a gun at someone, ever under any circumstances. Have you ever seen TV or movies? People point guns at people all the time. I mean, you ever watch a cop drama? I mean, that's part of the whole thing. You ever watched a Western? So acting like it's just unthinkable that you would point a gun at somebody on a TV or movie set seems, what are you talking about?
Right. True.
And if I'm Alec Baldwin, and I've been in a gazillion movies, including lots of them with guns and stuff like that, I show up to the set one day, what are we doing today? Oh, we're doing the scene where you point a gun at her. Okay, you hand me the gun. Now you're supposed to point at her. All right. I wouldn't think twice about it. Of course this isn't a real gun and not loaded. Of course it's not. How is it my job to, what? That makes sense to me.
Yeah, I've never been quite as angry at Alec Baldwin as some of our folks seem to be.
I'm not.
You know, some of the world. He's a douche, but I don't know.
We're a weird society, though, that's trotted out as entertainment with the sound effects and the music and everything. Just weird, man.
I've only appeared in one film, Jack, one released film. I think it's on Netflix now, actually. I got to verify that. I want to make sure that's right, but I play a doughy suburban dad. No gunslinging, not even a little.
How did you do at that role?
Well.
Was it believable?
Well, oh, yeah. People really praised my performance. Very, very authentic.
How did you prepare for the performance?
I showed up.
How did you get?
No, that's it. I showed up.
But how did you get in the right mindset to prepare to be that character?
Oh, well, I'm a method actor, so I spent like 5 weeks in the suburbs talking to other suburban doughy dads, asking about their lives, their motivations, their dreams. Yeah.
The U.S. has added just 210,000 jobs in November. That was well below what they were expecting, whatever that means. But it's much slower than last month when it was about 500,000. But the unemployment rate fell to 4.2%. So that's the latest numbers that's out today.
Seems a little odd that it would change that much in a month.
Yeah, it does. Who knows what's going on? Everything's so weird right now. Everything is so weird right now. There are no precedents for any of these things. So I don't see how anybody can ever come forward and say, well, here's what's happening and here's what's going to happen. Because everything is different. This is, like I said, unprecedented on so many different angles. Whether it's the pandemic, the stop in the global supply line, a government pumping out trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars, a never-ending spigot of money. All these things are completely new. So who knows what's going to happen? Have you been following this, speaking of being online too much, probably me, this whole thing about interracial adoption that caught on fire yesterday?
I'm aware of it, yeah.
Wow, I didn't realize this is part of the woke movement, or apparently it's about to become. There's a new book out called White Gaze from a woman who's really making the argument that adopting across races is wrong.
Oh, Lord.
Transracial adoption, that's the new thing. And just, you can't do that. That is wrong. White parents who are sort of somehow easing their guilt by adopting black children and raising them to be white. And she grew up in a white family and how terrible it was for her, which is just an awful thing to say to the parents that, oh, my God.
It's spectacularly racist, too.
Yeah.
The idea that a white couple, for instance, decides to adopt, love, raise, nurture, educate, et cetera, a darker-skinned child than they might tend to have genetically, and that's somehow a crime? Oh, man.
I'm not anti-adoption, says this Rebecca Carroll, who's the writer of the book. I've always maintained this. Love is love. I get it. But if there was ever a time to re-examine the long-term repercussions of white parents making choices on behalf of black children who will grow up to be black adults, it is now. Transracial adoption needs to be looked at.
Well, now, because nonsense is being thrown around by so many people who are allegedly educated. Right. Yeah. Now is the perfect time to market your nonsense. And I'm not saying there are no issues. Black child raised in a white family. I'm not saying there are none, but oh my God, the idea that the child is better off, I don't know what. Being abused, starving, having no parents in an orphanage, what?
Not having parents? Wherever you are, whether you're in some poor village in Africa or some inner city or wherever you are, not getting adopted? How would that possibly be better for you? Well, nobody would think that. Although she said, my adoptive white parents are well-intentioned, liberal, educated people. They created what they thought was an idyllic world, but it was through their gaze which meant a raceless existence. Jeez.
Yeah, I'm sorry you have psychological problems, ma'am. I really am.
Is this? I just wondered how big a thing this is. And so Tim Sandifer was weighing in on this, our friend Tim the lawyer, because he is very active in the Native American realm of law and points out and has been arguing about this for years, including on our show, that it's against the law for a white parents to adopt a Native American kid. Native American kids can only be adopted by other people of the tribe or something like that.
Well, yeah, and that if a white couple is, fostering, raising that child, and there's any conceivable place for that kid with an Indian family, the kid goes there, no matter how abusive, unhealthy, degenerate, dangerous it is, because you got to keep the race together.
If you're a kid out there and you're going to grow up without parents in some sort of foster situation or orphanage or whatever, you get parents who adopt you, you won the freaking lottery.
Mm-hmm.
And I know plenty of people in that situation who feel that way. You won the lottery. And this for this person to come forward and then this become a craze of no, better off not. That's just wrong. What are you talking about? And it reminds me of that comedy thing that we've run so many times about the woke people and the racists have become one and the same. Because only actual white supremacists would say, no, this whole interracial adopting is wrong. We can't have black kids in white families and vice versa. That
Stick
is wrong.
With your
Stick
race.
With your race. I mean, what a racist thing to say. And this is now the super progressive version?
You know what woke means? It means you're a loser.
It's a good point, sir.
Oh, that's just awful.
Yeah.
Just awful.
I know it. There's so much craziness that's accepted as, you know, if it wears a racial garb, there's so many people who are afraid to challenge the clearly idiotic because they're afraid of being called a racist or what have you.
Maybe next segment, I actually teased this yesterday, never got to it. The Freedom Ranking is out from Cato. They put this out every single year. The freest states and the least free states. And we can run through that for you and see if there's a theme that emerges.
How about this headline? Hint, Oregonians probably already know this. There's a state that is contemplating permanent mask rules. Permanent. For the rest of your lives, permanent.
With the idea of what?
Oh, just, you know, it's probably better that we have laws about people wearing masks to prevent the spread of disease. So maybe COVID comes and it goes completely, but we will still have laws about you wearing masks indoors.
I've wondered about this for a long time. I don't see how the forces that love masking
and love control. They love forcing people to live the way they deign appropriate.
And have this weird zero risk philosophy of life.
Mm-hmm.
How do you not make that argument for the flu season? If you're going to have 30,000 people, 30 to 60,000 people die of the flu every year, which we always have, and none of us have really paid any attention to that, how do you not make that argument? Look, we could say, I mean, they've made all kinds of rules around driving because of 30,000 deaths a year, all kinds
sure.
of rules based on that. How do you not make the same rule? But we could save 40,000 lives a year on average if we masked.
If we force every man, woman, and child in America to wear a mask at all times.
I only find it annoying and worry about the whole freedom aspect. But for my kids, I find it's beyond annoying. It's just, I think it's just awful.
Yeah.
Well, awful. But not being able to see people's faces, you can't hear. Nobody can hear you.
Just terrible. Oh, and, you know, not to get too much of a downer on a Friday, but... man, I just read another study about the miserable effects this has had on the children in virtually every way, emotional, educational, developmentally, including like motor skills. We have not a generation, but a large group of children that has been set way back, partly out of paranoia. We've known since like March of last year, kids seem to do great with the COVID, and yet we have done what we have done. It's disgusting. I'm sorry. I turned it dark. I said I wouldn't, but I'm angry. I'm angry.
I saw a soccer practice just a couple of days ago. Little tiny kids playing soccer, like 5-year-olds.
Oh, I love
cuter
that.
Than heck. All masked. Everybody masked out on the soccer field running around. 5-year-olds, coaches.
I can't think of anything to say that doesn't involve an obscenity. And, you know, it's an indictment on me. I do this for a living.
I'll bet the town makes them do that if they want to have their practice. Prices. You can practice if. Probably, I don't know.
Dumb, paranoid, oppressive, maternalistic, dictator, tin horn, martinet, sons of mother blasters! I hate you!
We'll get to the freest and non-freest states. My car got really angry at me as I tried to do the self-driving mode today. and it got the most popular dog and cat names of 2021 we got to get to at some point.
Oh,
so that's very exciting. As we become the View or something. All that stuff on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
On the Happiness Lab, we often talk about the importance of living in the moment. But we also need to make sure that our future is bright when it comes to our happiness. I'm here with Maria Bruno, head of U.S. Wealth Planning Research at Vanguard. Hey, Maria, any advice on where we should start on that journey?
Yeah, I think I go back to, you know, when are we happiest? We are happiest when we feel good with our decisions. And that's the whole point of financial planning, right? It's knowing that you're on the right course, you know, and that's where advice can come in. You can decide what type of financial partnership you want. You know, this will, as investors, make us much more confident and then ultimately help us achieve better outcomes.
You know, many of us get a little bit anxious when it comes to thinking about our finances. What are some strategies that Vanguard might help you with if you're feeling a little scared?
Investing is emotional. There is absolutely no doubt about that. And, you know, it's okay to get frustrated or let panic set in, but don't let it cripple you, right? And it's perfectly okay to ask for help. And that's where when you seek professional advice, we can actually work together on that because life happens and things change and we need to go back and tweak along the way.
Maria, thank you so much for coming on the Happiness Lab.
Oh, Lori, thank you. Investing can be fun and it's really not that scary.
At Vanguard, you're more than just an investor. You're an owner. Find out more at vanguard.com/happiness. All investing is subject to risk, including the possible loss of the money you invest. Investor-owned means that fund shareholders own the funds, which in turn own Vanguard. Services are provided by Vanguard Advisors, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Vanguard Marketing Corporation, distributor.
After last year, we all deserve a holiday do-over. More joy, more color, more hugs, more time spent with those who matter in looks you'll all love. Let's re-holiday the holidays. This year, Old Navy's made gifting for the whole fam, including yourself, of course, easier than ever at your local Old Navy store and oldnavy.com. Rekindle the coziness with colorful Fair Isle, 90s-inspired juicy fruit stripes, fancy fleece with ruffly party shoulders, snuggly accessories in matching patterns, and of course, the brand new drop of Jingle Jammies for 2021, including a Santa print in multiple skin tones. They come in tons of styles and sizes for the whole fam, including the four-legged members. And if you just can't choose, let them choose with a quick and easy gift card. Now's the perfect time to recheck that gift list, starting with our favorite, you. Stop by and say hi or visit oldnavy.com to shop today. Or whenever you're done with this episode.
Why does quicksand work so slowly? Question everything. We did. It's how we created the all-new Hyundai Tucson with available innovations like a huge 10.25-inch infotainment screen and digital key technology. And you always get Hyundai's complimentary maintenance for 3 years or 36,000 miles. Test drive the 2022 Hyundai Tucson at your nearest Hyundai dealer or learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says the confirmation of a case of the Omicron variant is not surprising. Newsom says it should not force another shutdown heading into the holidays.
Omicron? I might go with Omicron, just ironically. Anyway, speaking of the newest version of the vid, anybody who claims to know whether it's more severe or less severe is probably guessing, although the early indications might be less severe, although the contagiousness of the thing?
Yeah.
Holy crap, the numbers out of South Africa are nuts.
Well, it's just amazing to me in general, the original COVID or this one, the way these things can spread around the world. I mean, it started somewhere with a patient zero just recently, and now it's in Minnesota. I mean, it's just amazing that it can do that.
Yeah, yeah. The number of newly recorded infections jumped in 1 week from 2,400 to 11,005. In South Africa, most of them likely the Omicron variant. South Africa's caseload is still much lower than the number of per capita cases reported in much of Europe and the U.S., by the way, where it's being driven by the Delta variant. Nationwide, have you ever seen, like, the test positivity rates? You know, I'm always a little confused by those. And you don't, there's no control group. So the numbers are going to come up and down as people get more worried and or go back to school and get tested and that sort of thing. But I've never heard of anything like this. It's nearly one in four tests came back positive. One in four.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. And in the big capitals, Johannesburg, Pretoria, one in three tests was positive.
They might have a tough decision to make here soon. Our overlords like Dr. Fauci. If this does turn out to be much less serious to catch, then what is their argument going to be? If it turns out practically nobody, well, it's already true that practically nobody dies. That's already true. 99.5% of people don't die who get this thing. But so what if it ends up to be 99.99% of people don't die? I mean, what are you going to claim at that point?
And one quick footnote, if you're under 65 years of age, the number is even smaller than that.
Right.
In fact, massively smaller than that. A couple more quick things. The current outbreak in South Africa started at a time when infections were at the lowest level since the start of the pandemic. The curve of new infections, said the health minister, is much steeper than any rise or curve we've seen in the previous waves. Research published Thursday also indicated that the risk of reinfection for a person who's already recovered from Fauci's hot and sour bat fever has been around three times as high during the early days of the Omicron wave than the previous Delta-driven one. COVID-19 hospitalizations have increased sharply, although for now the local health system is managing. There was one more thing I wanted to throw in. Oh, it's going to take 2 or 3 weeks to find out whether these patients are going to be less severely ill, for sure, because they're thinking that, because generally it's in the second week of your symptoms that you start to get really sick and you have to go to the hospital.
It is.
That's what they say. Yeah.
I continue to learn new things about this.
I know.
Even having had it a couple of weeks ago. Okay. Like the when you're contagious and when you're not. Well, I don't know. Got a story here. A man caught trying to use a fake arm to get the vaccine shot. So he had some sort of job where they were mandating getting the vaccine and he didn't want to. So he had a fake arm tucked up underneath his shirt. The picture is funny. It's a pretty realistic looking arm, but you know, you got the lump underneath where your real arm is and you got the fake arm hanging out your shirt hole. Nice job, shirt hole. But you got the,
Nice try. Signed, drug test fake penises. Wow. Also, I have
if
various...
If I'm the nurse given the shot, I just, all right. I just jab it in the fake arm. Have a nice day.
You know, I almost admire the commitment.
Exactly.
Yeah. So in another newsy type story, you got a growing number of Democratic senators and saying we need to reconsider reforms to the Supreme Court in light of this outrageous abortion hearing. Prejudging the outcome, although, you know, they might be right on that. But I love this quote from the appropriately named Brian Schatz of Hawaii. He's just one letter off, if you ask me.
Or it's the past tense, right?
Right.
Today so, I blank, yesterday I... Schatz.
Schatz, exactly. It's I credit these fiber capsules I'm taking. Anyway, he said many Democratic senators have been reluctant to entertain proposals about changing the Supreme Court in the past because, quote, we do respect the separation of powers under the Constitution. Do you, Mr. Schatz? But he said, after watching the oral arguments in the Mississippi abortion law, he said, it was hard to watch that, and I did watch a fair amount of it, and not to conclude that the court has become a partisan institution.
Oh, whatever.
Go
Schatz in decades, your hat.
For decades and decades, those were wise and
right,
benevolent
yeah,
decisions.
Yeah.
You get one that goes your that doesn't go your way, thoroughly legally defensible, by the way, and all of a sudden it's part of partisan institution. And by the by, sir, you didn't watch it. It couldn't be watched. Are you saying you listened to it? I'm calling you a liar.
Yeah, I think he's
and
lying.
A piece of shats.
That's juvenile. Why am I laughing at that? I'm bigger than that. Taller
These
than
are troubled times. Don't we all need a laugh? Oh, so last night we were at an event, and it was more or less an open bar. And I got my drink on and ended up dancing. First time in might be 20 years.
So did somebody ask you to dance?
My beautiful wife did.
Okay.
You and
didn't,
I said,
you didn't just like run out there on your own like Ricky Gervais in The
Come
Office.
Come on, baby! No, but I was a willing participant.
Huh. What was the song? Was it multiple songs? Like, were you owning the dance floor and you're just out there song after song? Or
several. It began with, I think, Margaritaville.
Dancing to Margaritaville? Oh, you were slow dancing then.
And then, no.
You're fast dancing to Margaritaville?
Yeah, you get drunk enough. It doesn't really matter. No.
Okay.
And then it went into the funk, and then it was on, man. Oh, yeah.
If you miss an hour of the show, grab the podcast, armstrongandgetty.com.
Armstrong and Getty.
It's Ashley I from the Almost Famous podcast. You've done everything you can to lose that stubborn fat, exercise, eat right. But lately, It has gotten harder, believe me, I hear you. If you're getting ready to make your re-entrance into the world, CoolSculpting may be able to help. It's a non-surgical treatment that targets, freezes, and eliminates treated fat cells for good. I was treated on my thighs, and I can totally see a difference. Ask your doctor if CoolSculpting is right for you. Common side effects include temporary numbness, discomfort, and swelling. Find a provider at CoolSculpting.com.
CoolSculpting is FDA cleared to reduce fat on the abdomen, flanks, thigh, bra fat, back fat, upper arm, and under the buttocks, chin, and jawline. CoolSculpting is not a treatment for weight loss. Rare side effects may occur. CoolSculpting may cause visible enlargement on the treated area after treatment and requires surgical intervention for correction. To learn more, visit CoolSculpting.com. All rights reserved by Allergan. That's CoolSculpting.com.
Have you ever wondered what the media and big tech is hiding from you? Like massive stories that actually affect you in your life that they don't want you to see because they make the left and the Biden administration look bad. Well, now there's a podcast dedicated to exposing all of that each and every day. So download the fastest growing podcast in the conservative movement, The Ben Ferguson Show Podcast, right now. That's right. You can listen to Ben Ferguson Show Podcast on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Download it right now.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.